Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today we'll be reading John chapter 9, and so if you can open up your Bible or your Bible app, I want to encourage you to follow along with me. This is John chapter 9. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to him, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." Amen. In today's devotional, one of the questions that I want to invite us to wrestle with is, do you know Jesus to be the giver of light? In John chapter 1, it starts off by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And then a few verses later, it says that John the Baptist was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light, who is Jesus. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And then several chapters later, in John chapter 8, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And he says that again in our chapter today, John chapter 9. And he does this in the context of healing a man who is born blind. We see this miracle about a man who is born blind, but now can see. And in the same way that God created light out of darkness, Jesus is now showing us that as equal to the Father, as God, he also is able to give sight to the blind. In this world, we are surrounded by the darkness of the evil one, the darkness of sin around us and within us. All of us are born with this spiritual darkness. But by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, God brings us out of darkness into marvelous light. His word is a lamp unto our feet, leading us on the path of righteousness. But the first step in receiving the light of Christ is to confess that we are blind. Jesus says that those who say that we are blind, he gives us sight. And as we come to Jesus, the giver of true light, his works are being displayed in us. But the main point of this chapter isn't just to say that Jesus can bring bright light into the areas of darkness in our life. The point is to cling on to the light, the true light that calls forth radical discipleship. In verses 40 to 41, some of the Pharisees overheard Jesus talking to the man who had received sight, and they asked Jesus, "Are we also blind?" Jesus then replied, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." What Jesus is saying here is that if they had no knowledge at all about God's words or his laws, and no knowledge about who Jesus is, they would have no guilt for violating specific teachings or commands that they had received. And so Jesus is ultimately saying that, yes, all of us come into the world with spiritual darkness, but if you have heard the words of Jesus, if you have tasted and seen how good our God is, yet do not follow him in the obedience of faith, then our guilt remains. And God doesn't want us to be hypocrites like the Pharisees. Instead, he longs for an intimate relationship and a radical discipleship that overcomes darkness by clinging on to the light of the world. And so with that, let me pray, and let's just continue to surrender our hearts before the Lord and give thanks to God for the light of the world. Father, we thank you for sending your Son, who is the light of the world. And Lord, we thank you that through Christ, we can receive sight. Father, we confess that we were once blind, but now through Christ, we see. We have tasted and seen, Lord, how good you are. And God, we want to continue to confess, Lord, that you are the light of the world. And so, Holy Spirit, would you help us to continue to follow you, to declare, Lord, that apart from Christ, we cannot see. But now, because of you, we can now see you more clearly. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our devotional, and let's continue to cling on to the light of the world. Have a great day.